All right, so I got to thank Mark. Mark just sent this to me, PizzaFan101 on Twitter.
Nice.
He just sent this article from USA Today. Everything's all AI, right? Everything's all about AI, all the various AI things, business plans, everything. And well, AI also makes record predictions.
Okay. Right.
And the USA Today put out an article, and I don't know which AI platform, I don't know if it's ChatGPT or Grok or one of the millions of different AI, whatever, things that are out there, which one did it. But I'm just going to give you a little setup before we get to the Commanders, all right? So it went around, and it gave a win projection for all 32 teams, okay? They used Google Gemini, I guess is what they used, all right? So just looking at a couple. So AFC East, they have the Bills leading there, going 12-5. Okay. Makes sense.
Yep.
Patriots maybe taking a leap up, 9-8. Dolphins 8-9, Jets 7-10. All right. Mm-hmm. Reasonable. Then look at AFC North. That's like, it's a little low. They have the Ravens 11-6, but okay, they got them atop. Bengals 10-7. I assume that would be good enough to get to the playoffs. Who knows? Steelers 9-8, Browns 5-12. Then we go down, AFC South. Guess it makes sense. Texans 11-6, Jags make a nice leap, 9-8. Colts 7-10, Tennessee 4-13. All right, let me just cut to the chase now. Let's go to the NFC East. They've got the Eagles, all right, makes sense, leading the division, 11-6.
All right.
Wow. They were 14-3 or
Google six, Gemini
six
has
losses. That's a lot.
The Dallas Cowboys second, 10-7.
Okay.
It's a three-game improvement.
It has the New York Giants going 8-9. It has the Washington Commanders going from a 13-win team to a 6-win team this year.
Wow.
That, if that happens, there are going to be some people on suicide
13.
Watch. That is, well, that
they were,
is
hold on, they were 12.
Drop-off.
They were 12-5 last year, right?
Right.
All right.
Won two games in the playoffs.
So 14, right, 14 and
that
six.
That is a drop-off.
Google Gemini.
Hold on, so
Google yes. Gemini. 12,
so it's also, a six win difference.
I mean, it's just random. I you know what? I put zero stock in that. Zero. Actually, less
well,
than
zero. Well, they're high on, I guess, the Cowboys because they have Dak back, right?
You could see that happening. I mean, a three-game improvement when you get your quarterback back.
But they have the Giants. You know what?
They have the Giants ahead of them.
Ahead of the Commanders.
Yes, Cakes. That's why I said you would be infuriated.
Take your computer, okay? let's move this and throw it right out the window. And can you sacrifice your computer?
Now.
It's already beat up. Just throw it out the window, please.
Even the USA Today, which wrote the article, says that it would be an unheard of conclusion in the district for them to finish 6-11. And it seems impossible, barring an injury to Jaden Daniels. But the chat bot, Google Gemini, I guess their whole rationale is that Washington's going all in, and it just could struggle to integrate all the new pieces. And so that's how it came up with, this must be a dumb AI.
It's like that AI missed some school.
I mean, the only way they're going.
I put that on like 10% chance.
That's a low seed AI. I mean, we hear about GPT number one, Grok number two.
Have you ever used Google Gemini before right now?
I think we use it every time you do a Google search. That's the first AI kind of thing that pops up.
Have you ever willingly used Google Gemini?
I've never sought it out.
Yeah, thank you. It's like searching with Bing.
But hold on. That's jarring. That is jarring. They've got Google Gemini has the Commanders dead last in the NFC East.
The only thing that might be worse, and Drab called me out for it last week. He came in and looked at my computer. He's like, are you using Microsoft Edge as your browser? And I said, yes.
Yep.
And he sneered at it like it was Happy Gilmore too.
Cakes is in a such fan. A box that just whatever comes standard in front of it. He's not an upgrade guy.
I've got Google Chrome on my bottom toolbar.
Nobody uses Edge.
Apparently, I'm the only guy.
All right, hold on. So
but is Edge supposed to be better than Chrome?
I don't. Do you think I know?
I use Chrome.
I use Firefox. My Chrome I've had issues with.
Mm-hmm. The only way they're winning six games is if there's a major injury.
Well, they say Jaden Daniels goes down.
Correct.
You can see it. But outside of that. So let's take, and they're not saying there's an injury. They're just saying they think it could be difficult to integrate all these different pieces. You know,
that's what training camp's for.
Okay. So let's go around the room. I know what we think. I think that them winning 10 games is, and maybe I'm stupid, and it's been proven before, but I put it like a 10% chance. and it would be a major injury. So I totally disagree with this. To win six games.
Yeah.
What do you, Cakes?
Less than a 0% chance they win JP? 6 games or less.
I would go higher. I mean, I don't think it's likely, but 30% chance.
What do you think is the likelihood? They're,
that they go 6-11, I would say 30% chance.
All right, Jason.
I think that they're more likely to go the opposite of that.
11-6.
If they don't have an injury to JD?
Yeah.
Less than 30.
But the 15? Schedule...
15?
The schedule is more difficult.
The schedule is more difficult, and I keep pointing this out. Now, the playoffs, you can't take that away from them. But they were 7-5.
Mm-hmm.
And then they beat Will Levis and Penix and Trey Lance and Kenny Pickett.
Yep.
So you can make an argument
and we won a bunch
that
of one
we're
score
very
games.
Fortunate.
Won a bunch of one
particularly
score
at
games.
The end, that 5-game winning streak kind of changes your perception. If they were 7-5 and let's say they went 2-3 down the stretch and were 9-8, you'd have different expectations. But instead, they won 5 in a row, facing these backup quarterbacks for the most part. And so your perception's different. But the playoffs were impressive wins.
Yeah, to go on the road to both Tampa and Detroit, and they just smacked Detroit in the face a bunch of times, which I loved. Yeah, that is not happening. There's no chance, again, unless Jaden goes down, Terry holds out the entire year. There's no way they're winning 6 games or less.
I mean, again, here's your last 5 quarterbacks they face,
I want
face,
to hear
TV.
From people, 800-636-1067. What's your take on the USA Today's article using Google Gemini? And their prediction is that the Commanders will finish 6-11.
Cakes, here are your last 5 quarterbacks. You can give me ding or buzz on whether they're good or not that they faced last year. So they're 7-5.
Right.
They lost 3 in a row. Will Levis.
Not good.
Spencer Rattler.
Pretty bad.
Almost lost him.
Would have been Jalen Hurts, so it was Hurts, but then Pickett finished 3 quarters.
Now, well, if you want to be difference. Specific, Hurts did play in the game.
Yeah, he did.
He played 10 minutes.
He did play in the game.
Okay.
So I give that a
and
ding.
And Devontae dropped the ball that would have sealed the game.
Oh, and that's... then it was Penix and Trey Lance.
Penix played well in the game.
Penix was decent.
Right.
Trey Lance doesn't count. I'm just saying that you didn't face... You didn't face Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen down the stretch.
Any market out there for my guy, Trey Lance? I know that's not a thing.
But here's the deal.
I backed the wrong horse.
Where is he?
I think he's on his couch.
I don't know if he's been signed.
Wow.
5 of the first 8 are on the road, and Green Bay won't be easy. Atlanta won't be easy. The Chargers won't be easy. Dallas won't be easy. You know Kansas City won't be easy. Mm-hmm. They've got some tough roadies in the first.
Trey Lance on the Chargers.
Yes. Is he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't realize that.
I just want to say, of all the things I've read leading up to 2025, that's the most disturbing, that's the most jarring, that's the one I have the most guttural reaction to. I don't care where you rank Jaden Daniels. I don't care what you think of our running back room. I don't care what you rate the defense. Google Gemini's prediction of us going 6-11, that's upset me more than anything I've read.
Well, the most offensive thing is they have the Giants ahead of the Commanders.
Yeah.
The cellar-dwelling Giants.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. Let the Giants finish atop
you. But is it possible,
look,
again, I don't think this is likely, but is it possible that the Giants, most people respect Daboll as a coach, that with Russell Wilson, that they take a jump up? Just forget about them surpassing
maybe
Washington.
Maybe a slight jump.
Okay. So it's possible that they could improve, and is it possible that Washington has less wins?
Sure, both of those things are possible.
Yeah, but 6 is bad. If you said, you know what, maybe even 8-9, that they lose all these one-score games that they won last year, they're not going to get lucky on Hail Marys, et cetera, I would say, man, that sucks, but maybe that's possible. This seems crazy to me.
Did dumb Gemini take into account the first 4 opponents for the Giants? Mm-hmm. They're on the road here week 1. They're on the road 2 at Dallas. They host Kansas City, and they host the Chargers. That is an 0-4 start if I've ever seen one in the history of the world.
They won't
That is 0-4.
They won't go 0-4. How much you want to bet on?
I get 0-4, 1-3.
No.
I get
you
both
just
of
said,
those.
$10. You just said it's an 0-4.
$10 see,
get,
they won't
get,
go.
I get right. 0
he's
or 1.
He's an ultimate backtracker.
I'm trying to give myself
Eric,
a better
here's
out.
Here's the deal. The 49ers went 12-5 2 years ago, went to the Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. The following year? S happens. They went 6-11.
Yeah, but you had a bad, you had injuries and all that stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That can happen.
This is not talking about injuries.
They're not saying they're going to be injury free.
No, but they're not saying, oh, they're predicting a major injury. They're saying,
okay, but NFL teams have major injuries. They always do.
Some. We kind of avoided them last year.
Not always to the quarterback.
We kind of avoided them last year with the key guys.
Things just go bad.
Valdez, get the bet book out. I'll take it for $5, not for $10, that the Giants start 0-4,
right,
if you're willing to take it.
Put it in.
Bang, let's go.
All right, Drab.
Let's go.
I wanted to bet that, but you actually sold me, and then you backtracked.
I mean, I'm just trying to get more favorable terms, JP. It's the way these things usually work.
He always puts himself in a hole. Drab, where do you stand on this 6-11? Do you think I don't know.
I wouldn't care what an AI anything predicted for a standings.
Well,
it's just way
out of the realm of what I would think would be possible for this team.
No, nothing's impossible. If it said the Chiefs 6-10, okay, that would be weird. But like the Commanders haven't had a long history of being dominant year in and year out. I think they're
better this year than last year. The schedule would be more difficult, but I think they're on paper better.
Well, they had an much easier schedule. So if the schedule's more difficult and they won a lot of
So you think 50, 6 wins is a reasonable projection?
Yeah, I mean, 7 or 8 is definitely possible.
See, had the playoffs not happened, you could have convinced me that they were a little counterfeit if the playoffs didn't happen.
Yeah.
But the playoffs did happen.
Right.
They won on the road in Tampa. That was a good win. Then they stomped all over Detroit.
They embarrassed them.
And what you saw in Detroit is what you saw a lot throughout the season. Where Tressway basically didn't punt. Mm-hmm. They're an offense with a punter that doesn't punt because their offense is that good. It's hard to take that away from them.
You know what we should do? We should short Google stock for having Gemini. It's such an embarrassment to think the Giants are going to have a better record than the Commanders.
All right,
that's laughable.
All right, the same guy just asked ChatGPT to make predictions. They have the Commanders between 7 and 9 wins. Now, that's also disappointing, but it's not as bad as 6.
I mean, you could live with 9 wins.
Yeah.
You could live with it. It wouldn't be great, but you could live with it.
I could easily see 9 wins, tougher schedule. You know, you're not going to have as many close wins go your way. 6 wins, that's catastrophic.
6 wins.
6, would be
6 wins is catastrophic.
To the core. Yeah.
Somebody ask Gronk.
That first interaction with Gronk.
I'm going to ask Gronk right now.
Gronk has him 9-8, third in the NFC East.
Behind Philly and Dallas.
Let's ask all the bots, all the AI joints. What is their prediction?
Well, we can ask 4 bots right here.
I already predicted them with like 12 or 13 wins. Right. I'm just way out
Dude,
there.
That's jarring to me. I don't know. I'd like to hear from people. Are you just no big deal?
You
could
probably see,
intelligence
you
means
probably
nothing.
See anything from 6 to 11 or 12.
I can't really see 6.
No. I'm saying when you're looking at predictions, you probably could find.
Right, but I'm saying in my world, 6 is below.
6 is bad.
That's bad. That's like predicting 2.
Yeah.
Well, then you're picking number 1 in the draft. Like, you have 2 or 3 wins.
That's really bad, dude. 6 is really bad.
It's not great. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Has this AI prediction shaken you like it's shaken EB?